Erev Tov Rabotai, we are, last few words on Zayin Amud Bet, continuing with some more ma'amarim from Rav Gidal Amarav, and then it gets back into Niduim. So let's see. V'amar Rav Gidal Amarav, top line on Chet. Minayin shenishba'in lekayim et ha-mitzvah. The Gemara is going to explain, how do we know that it's appropriate to swear to fulfill a mitzvah? Sheneiman nishba'ati v'akayema lishmonu mishbetet tzidkecha. Who swore to do mitzvot? David HaMelech. David HaMelech has a pasuk in Tehillim. He says, I swore to fulfill the tenets, your righteous tenets. Says the Gemara, what do you mean you swear to fulfill a mitzvah? Aren't you already, you're already sworn by Ma'amad Ar-Sinai to be mekayim the mitzvot. So what do you gain by swearing again? And the chidush over here is, we're going to see in the Ran, does the shvuah take place or not? Can one shvuah be chal on another? But the chidush over here is that it is, with regards to kiyum mitzvot, it is appropriate to swear in order to kind of incentivize yourself, to push yourself to do it. Not only that, they swore. An actual shvua with brit, with korbanot, everything. There's blood, so it's actual shvua. Let's see the run. Says the run, v'alo mushba be'omed mar Sinai, who the second one, ela kamashmanan, mistavre li dachi perusha. What is the shakla v'tale? What's the question and the answer of the Gemara? De'me'ikara kasal kada'at ha'rav gidal atala shmu'inan sh'shvua chalal dvar mitzvah. It sounds like in the beginning that Rav Gidal is trying to tell us that a shvua does take effect when you swear to fulfill a mitzvah, kidvar reshut. Just like mundane things. Can you swear to do a mundane thing? Yeah, that's what the Torah is talking about. When the Torah talks about Shavuot, it's talking about Shavuot to do mundane things. So Rav Gidal wanted to say originally that Shavuah works on a Dvar Mitzvah as it does on mundane matters. He proves it from the Pasuk. Nishbati v'akayem. It's a Pasuk in Tehillim. David HaMelech said, Umishumachi parich v'alo mushba me'omedu. How can you tell me that a Shavuah takes effect on a Dvar Mitzvah? Hare, we are already sworn to fulfill the mitzvot from Har Sinai. Umishumachi parich v'alo mushba me'omedu. Da mochichin. When the Torah says making an oath for negative or positive, the Gemara proves that what's that pasuk talking about? Davka mundane issues. Maybe if you're going to tell me that this pasuk is only talking about chiyuv korban, but bal yachel, which means the isur, forget about korban, but the isur to transgress your shvuah, only applies to both reshut and mitzvah. Imken, may nishbati v'akayema. Why would David HaMelech say this pasuk nishbati v'akayema? Hachi avel nemar. What should David HaMelech have said? Denihi de'im'ita mitzvah mikorban la'im'ita mibal yachel. That although mitzvah is limited from korban, which means if you swore to do a mitzvah and you transgressed it, you don't bring a korban. But for bal yachel, the isur of just transgressing your word, it still applies. Kedachazen anhatam beperek shvuat shtayim batra demilta deleta belav vehen inami belahaba dim eitam korban milara oleti velaim eitam imelkut ula la tzarich kra. You don't need a pasuk for that. Imken ma'ikama sheneman nishbati v'akayema. What does the pasuk mean? Nishbati v'akayema. That's what the Gemara means to ask. To which the Gemara answers, "Ela hakamashmana deshara lizaruzen nafshe." Klomar explains the Ran. Vaday laitzri chaykra lomar sheichal legabe bal yachel. Really, by the way, this is machloket rishonim. The Ataran is that shvuot that are made on a mitzvah, shvuot that are made to fulfill a mitzvah, works in terms of bal yachel, which means although you're already sworn from Har Sinai, that only takes off the korban if you don't fulfill the shvuah. But for bal yachin, the isur deoraita of transgressing your word, not keeping your word, that applies even to dvar mitzvah. That's not what we need the pasuk to teach me. Other rishonim, the Rashba and other rishonim disagree with the Ran, and they say that shvuah doesn't work on dvar mitzvah, not for korban, and not for bal yachil either. It doesn't work at all. But this is the shita of the Ran, that shvuah does work on a dvar mitzvah, at least on which level? Bal yachil. Now he says, El hachika amar, what does the pasuk teach me? Minayin shedavar hagun hu liyishava lekayim ta mitzvah. Not that it works, but how do we know that it's good, that it's an appropriate thing to swear in order to fulfill the mitzvot? Vafilu ksherim shenim na'im mishuvah nishba'in hin bekach. Even people that otherwise would avoid making shvuot, we find they would make a shvuah to fulfill a mitzvah. Sheneiman nishbati v'akayem, aklomar she'ed David ha'yah osekin. David HaMelech himself swore to fulfill the mitzvot. So we see that it's a good thing. Yeah, says the next Gemara. Very similar. Back in the Gemara, first word on the line, v'amarav gidan amarav ha'omer, ashkim v'eshne perek ze, eshne masechta zo, neder gadol nadar le'elohei Yisrael. Person who gets up and says, even though it's bilshon shvuah, but it's still, Rabotai, the Ran's going to say, in general, how do you make a neder? What's the language of the neder?
I promise or I swear.
No.
I swear.
Swear shvuah. How do you make a neder, Binyamin? No.
I accept myself.
This is asur to me. But that's in general, that's with regards to Yisurim, but with regards to mitzvot, even if you speak in shvuah form, I will do this mitzvah, that's considered a neder mitzvah. So if a person makes these nedarim to learn this perek or to learn this masechet, it's a tremendous neder Elohei Yisrael. Says the Gemara, "V'alom mushba ve'omed hu ve'en shvuah chalal shvuah." Even though we're calling it a shvuah, it's really a neder. The Ran's going to say they're interchangeable. You are already sworn from Har Sinai to learn the Torah. So what? Why does it take effect? Ma'ika mashmalan. The Ran takes out the word de'afilu. It should say the shad is actually no. The Ran takes it out, and it should say ma'ika mashmalan. The shad elele inish lezaruze be'alma. Then in general, you are allowed to swear to push yourself forward. Says Gemara, "Haynu de Rav Gidal kamaita." What's the chidush here? This is exactly the same chidush that Rav Gidal just said a few lines up. Hakamash malan kivan di pay patan nafshe b'kriyat shema shacharit ve'arvit mishumach chichayin shvuah le. No, the chidush is, you know what? The shvuah with regards to saying that he's going to learn a certain pirik. You know why it takes effect? It was already swore at Har Sinai to learn. You know what the answer is? Learning. The Ran's going to explain a little bit different, but I'll tell you the pshat pashut. The very, very bare minimum of learning per day that the Gemara says for Ami Ha'aretz that they don't know any better is Kriyat Shema in the morning and in the evening. Since a person could technically fulfill his obligation of Torah study every day, morning and evening with Kriyat Shema, therefore what? That would be the minimum when he swear or when he makes a neder or when he makes a shvuah to learn this perek, it takes effect because what? It's being mosif on his ber chiyuv. Fashtest? Yeah, Rabotai? What's the matter?
So we should have thought that it's not going to work?
Yeah, in the Havamina the Gemara is that it doesn't work and it's only lezeruz, says the Gemara, if it's only pushing you forth. Rav Gidal already said that in the previous Ma'amar, Kamash Malan, then now the Gemara says a chidush, that it actually takes effect because you have a way anyways to be yotzei, and this is just a tosefet.
So it's not a zeruz?
It's not a zeruz, it's an actual shwa. Says the Ran, El ha-kamash malan de-share le-lizaruze nafshe, klomar. No, that we did, slicha. First wide line. V'alom mushba ve'omed mar sinai hu, klomar. V'adai afal gav de-kamart neder gadol, shvu'a kamart. Certainly, when, even though the Gemara says neder gadol, it means a shvu'a. De-amar behedia b'shvu'a eshne perek ze. Yeah, it must be that he made a shvu'a. Share neder, kevan shum mitzar chevtza nafshe lete le'olam be'aese. You can't have a language of neder, which neder by definition means that you make the chifetz asur to get up and do something. Obviously, if you're making a commitment to get up and do something, what language are you using? Shvuah.
Why can't it be neder?
Huh? Yeah.
This reza asur alai ime said or something. So that I will get up and do something.
No, but to say to without making a tenai to push yourself to get up and do something, you have to use lashon shvuah, because by you know the. The base term of neder is isu. Ela vaday shvua kamart. That's midin minhag. That's a different story. Ela vaday shvua kamart. Rather, says the Ran, must be that we're talking about a shvua. Kedash kechan beduch tetuva. The kare leli shvua neder. Many times the Gemara calls a shvua neder, and vice versa. Kaditnan kenidre reshaim alai nadar benazir of korban ushvua. Which is the third perek. So we see that it's called a shvuah. And yet the Gemara asks that it's still a problem. Why? Because one shvuah cannot take effect on the other. Where is the original shvuah by Talmud Torah? Har Sinai. He says, לקורבן דמידה אמרת נדר גדול משמע לחודיני שבועה די כמה שמע לנזרוזי נפשי שרי ומשומחי כמה נדר גדול נדר כלומר נדר משובח הוא זה it's a good thing וראוי לעשות כי ניחי אנו דרב גידל כמה הייתה רב גידל already told me that before so, to which the Gemara says הכמה שמע לן דכיוון די בי פטר נפשי which means says the Ran מסתבר לי דלב דווקא it doesn't mean exactly what it means פטור דבהכי מפתח, שהיה חייב כל אדם ללמוד תמיד יומם ולילה, כפי כוחו. Saying קריאת שמע in the morning and the evening doesn't exempt you of your חיוב of Torah study. Your חיוב of Torah study is to learn all day and all night as much as you can. So says the Ran, let's get one thing straight. Saying קריאת שמע in the morning and the evening is not the basic level of Talmud Torah. The basic level of Talmud Torah is every person based on their level, as much and as deep as they can learn morning and day and night. So what does the Gemara mean? Va'amrin al perakam de kidushin, what do we say? Tanu rabanan veshin nantam shehu divrei Torah mechudadim beficha, shimishalcha adam davar shelo tegamgem etomar lo. The halacha is the Torah has to be so clear in our mouths that if somebody asks you a question, shouldn't stutter, rather what? Shoot! Which means what? If you're only doing kriyat shema, yomam v'layl, boker v'ayrev, forget it. You're not achieving that. וקריאת שמע שחרית וערבית לא סגה ללאחי, אלא מכאן נראה לי ראיה למה שכתבתי בפרק שבועות 2 בתרא. The Ran writes in שבועות, דכל מי דדעת המדרשה, אף על פי שהוא מן התורה, כיוון דלת המפורש בקרא בהדיה, שבועה חלה עליו. The fact that you need to be learning day and night doesn't say it specifically in the pasuk. It's learned out from a drasha. Anything that's deoraita but not explicit in the pasuk and is only learned out of a drasha, a shvua takes effect on it. That's what the Ran wants to say.
How do we know that we're supposed to be so well versed?
Vishinantam. For the word Vishinantam, Shanun means sharp. So, but it's not explicit, it's only a drasha. Vehacha, hachi kamrinam. Yeah, this is what the Gemara means to ask. Kivan di patar nafshe. די ביי פטרן שמי מאי דכתיב בקרא בהדיה דהיינו בשוך בחב קומך בקריאת שמע שחרית. What can you exempt yourself with קריאת שמע שחרית וערבית? The mitzvah and the Torah בשוך בחב קומך, when you wake up and you go to sleep, that באמת you can exempt yourself with קריאת שמע. משום הכי חלה שבועה עליה לגמרי. That's why שבועה is חלה תלמוד תורה completely, אפילו לקורבן. ואנו כאמר, that's what the Gemara means, נדר גדול. כלומר, לכל דיניו, why is it נדר גדול? Whereas before, with regards to, לשווה לקיים המצווה, there's no קורבן, נשבע, ללמוד תורה, says the Ran, what's the הלכה? Not only does it work, but it also, if you transgress it, what? There's a קורבן. כלומר, לכל דיניו, כדבר הרשות, וכבר כתבתי זה שם, בראיות גמורות. טוב, says the Gemara. If a person makes a shvua to learn a certain portion of the Torah and he transgresses it, not only is the neder chal, but he also has to bring a shvua. He has to also bring a korban shvua as if he transgressed the shvua for a mundane thing, as opposed to making a shvua to be mekayim other mitzvot that you don't. The Ran said before, you don't bring a korban with regards to shvua for Talmud Torah. That if you transgress, you have to bring a korban as well, because that's why the Gemara says neder gadol nadar leilo Yisrael. It's a big neder because it takes effect in all of its facets. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam
she'akol nihya b'dvaro. Because the Talmud Torah was learned from Rashab.
V'shinantam, the chiyuv of proficiency in Torah is only learned midrashah. Says the Ran, that is shvua ischal. טוב, הלאה. Says the Gemara Vayter, ואמר רב גידל אמר רב, another מאמר, האומר לחברו, נשכים ונשנה פרק זה. Person tells his friend, as opposed to in the singular, instead of saying, I will, he says, we will, let us go and learn this פרק. עליו להשכים. He's got to do it first. How do we know? שנאמר, ויומר אליי, there's a פסוק in יחזקאל, ויומר אליי קום צא לבקעה ושם אדבר אותך. ואקום ואצא לבקעה, והנה שם כבוד אדוני עומד. Which means, Hashem told Yechezkel, let's go together to the valley, and then by the time Yechezkel got there, what? He was there already, Hashem was there already, which means that if a person says we, he's got to do it first.
Why did you take example from that? Hashem's always going to be there first.
So, it's just a drasha. Of course, Hashem's going to always be there first, because Hashem doesn't move. Hashem is melocho la'aretz kevodo. Yeah, now.
Just drasha.
Mm-hmm. Run. Alav leashkim. Mistabra li dachi kamar. What does it mean? Kivan d'ika. Kivan she'amar nashkim, hara kibel alav she'hu me'orer badavar. When it says nashkim, what does that mean? That the guy who said it, he's the one to do it. Right? He's the protagonist of this thing. בדבר כשם שהוא מעורר מעכשיו, ותארת כמה שמלן, teaches us two things. חדה, דה בקבלה בעלמה לדבר מצווה מהניה. Even if you just say you're going to do a mitzvah, that's already a Kabbalah, without even neder shvua. דמי דאמרינן הכה, לא יזכיר, לא נדר ולא שבועה, ואפילו אחי בדיבורה בעל מסגי, he says, I'm going to learn this פרק. He didn't say נדר, he didn't say שבועה, nevertheless, it is binding. דומי אדמי דאמרין, דקבלה בלחוד מעניין, צדקה, just like by צדקה. If you accept, you say, I'm going to give X amount to צדקה. Yeah, you said an amount. Does it require neder? Does it require shavua? Or just a verbal commitment? Even by verbal, same thing over here. Kedichti b'ficha zot tzedakah. V'hu adin l'chol devar mitzvah. The same applies not only by tzedakah, but by all mitzvot. V'kamash mananami, de'alav l'ashkim k'de'avad kutsha b'richu. Not only does it work, but you got to start. You have to do it first, just like a kadosh baruch hu. Now, rabotai, back to the halachot of midui. Amar Rav Yosef, back in the Gemara. Niduhu bachalom tzarich asara bnei adam lehatir lo. If a person was excommunicated in a dream, you need 10 people to take it off. As opposed to, we're going to see, as opposed to a regular nidui. How many people do you need to take off a regular nidui? Either yachid mumche, either a expert, or 3 people. But by niduhu bachalom, you need 10. Vehu detanu ilchita. This is only if they learn halachot, aval matnu vela tanu, but if this is one perush in the run, if they only read, they learn mishnayot, but they don't learn halachot, la. They're not eligible, they're not worthy of serving as these 10 people. Vileka de tanu ilcheta. If you can't find 10 people that learn halachot, afilu matnu vela tanu. Then you can use 10 people who learn mishnayot, even if they don't learn halachot. Vileka, if you can't even find that, lezil veliteva parashat drachim ve'ayiv leshalma lebe'asara ad mikal ile asara degamrei hincheta. Which means that if you can't even find that, sit at a crossroads. Go sit on a busy street and have 10 people, give shalom to 10 people, have 10 people tell you shalom aleichem back, aleichem shalom. That zechut of 10 people giving you shalom will protect you until you can find 10 people that learn halacha that can take off the nidui. Yeah, says the Gemara. Yeah. Amar l'Ravina l'Ravashi. Yada man shamte ma'u delishrele. Let's say in your dream, you see who puts you in cherem, and you know him. So you dreamed about a certain person putting you in cherem. Are you able, when you wake up, can you, instead of going through this whole process, can I go to that person to take it off?
Why that?
Why he's not going to
take it off? Oh, let's say he is. Amar le לשמותי שווי שליח למשרלה לשווי שליח. It's very possible that Hashem in his dream, Hashem made this person a shaliach to put him into chirim, but now that you're awake, maybe Hashem didn't make him a shaliach to take it off. Therefore, the only way to take it off is with 10 people. Anytime you have a gathering of 10 people, what happens? Hashem comes, the Shechina comes, and then it takes it off.
How does it know?
Over here, because from the fact that we're going to see what it... Huh? Because it's a chirim. Because it's a chirim, so it's something very specific. Yeah. Probably not, because it's usually, we're talking about something that comes out of the blue. If a person's learning hilchot niduim, and he learns this gemara, and he's thinking about it and chewing it over, and then that night he has a dream about it, so, yeah. It's like, that's Murphy's Law. You know what I'm saying? So now, as follows. They had Murphy in Uzbekistan, or not really? They don't.
He moved before.
He moved, right? Yeah, now, it says...
It says if you can't find, if those
10
people don't learn
halacha,
then go wait in the
room.
We said it's okay if they do mishnah,
and
then
no.
If not,
then
I have to find 10 who do halacha. Are you going back up to that?
No, that's you can't find anything. You can't find any of them. Kulam ameharetz. So he says go get shalom from 10 ameharetz, and just wait until you get find 10 people. Then you go back to the din lechatchila, which is 10 lomdei halacha.
That's separate procession.
Now says the Gemara, Amar l'Ravacha l'Ravashi. Shamte v'sharu lebechalme mai. What happens if a person was put into chirim, but also the chirim was removed in the dream? Yeah, great. Amar le keshem she'e efshal lebar beloteven, kach e efshal lechalom belad dvarim betelim. Which means just like a pile of wheat. There's no such thing as having a pile of wheat without a little bit of straw in it. So too, every dream has a little bit of shtuyot. And therefore what? We're concerned that the chirim part of the dream was legitimate, and the heter, the removal of it, was the shtuyot. And therefore what? You still have to get a heter. And Grantnik, I say, a shtuyot. Now, he says like this. Weiter.
Another way around,
right? Maze?
Why not the vice versa? Maybe the first one would be...
Could be, but we'd rather be machmir and take it off. Says the Ran. Says the Ran, yeah, nidu b'chalom, צריך עשרה בני אדם להטיל לו, לפי שאפשר שבשליחות המקום נתנדה. It could be a shtuyo dream, like Abraham said, but it could also be that in the dream it was put there because it was done בשליחות הקדוש ברוך הוא to put him in חרם. ולפי כך צריך עשרה להטילו, ששכינה עמהם. Anytime you have 10 people, the שכינה is with them. והוא דמתנו הלכתה. The Ran has a little bit of a different גרסה. The Rambam's gear says, like we said, detanu hilchita, that they learn halacha. The Ran says, dematnu hilchita, which means what? Klomar, dematnu leacherim, that they teach. Aval tanu bilchud, if they don't teach, they just learn, delachashi vekulehai, they're not as important. One gear says, vika degar says, detanu hilchita, klomar gemara. Gemara is the halachot derived from the mishnayot. Aval matnu, klomar mishna bilchud, la. That's the gear of the Rambam. ואיב שלמה לבא עשרה, ומתוך שישיבו לו שלום, יגינו עליו מן האיסורים, הדמקל עין לעשרה. Which means, by the way, anytime you tell a person shalom, he has a זכות, it protects him. That's why it's good to greet people, you give a person shalom, it's a form of protection.
Huh?
No, so you say shalom aleichem, and then the response to that is aleichem shalom. Many people mistakenly say aleichem ha-shalom. Upon you is the eternal peace, which means that you're killing the guy. Yeah, alav ha-shalom. You don't say aleichem ha-shalom. Yeah, you say aleichem shalom. Shalom is Hashem's name. So you say Hashem's name upon you. And you say Hashem's name. But not Aleichem HaShalom, because that's just giving the guy an early Ashkava. Now he says as follows. Huh? HaShalom means the ultimate peace. Where's the ultimate peace? That's it. Maybe you have a big insurance policy. I don't know. It's like this. Weiter. Yeah.
No, but the Shabbat
Pismon
is Shalom
Aleichem,
Shalom.
Maybe
people get confused.
Maybe they get confused. I'm saying we don't say Malachi Shalom. We say Malachi Sharet. The angels of peace. You don't say angels peace. You say angels of peace.
Muslims say the same. Assalamu alaikum, alaikum assalam. They say.
All right.
Wow. That's great.
No, we.
Inshallah, Bezat Hashem, kulam alayhim ashalom. Yeah, Bezat Hashem. Yeah, and as follows. Yeah. Zeh dvarim pshutim, yadua. It's offensive. You want me dead? No. Vayter. Yeah, yeah. The same thing when people say, you know, a lot of people say a lot of weird things. When people say, Rosh Chodesh Tov. That's also a weird thing to say. It's a stupid thing to say because you're wishing a person a good Rosh Chodesh. What about the rest of the month? Zevin, right? Therefore, you tell a person Chodesh Tov. Just like on Motzai Shabbat, you don't tell a person Motzai Shabbat Tov. You tell him what?
Shavua
Tov. Have a good rest of the week. So you have a good rest of the month. Yeah? You don't tell a person Rosh Hashanah Tova. You say Shana Tova. Verstehe? So just because people say something doesn't necessarily mean...
Also, for example, Yom Tov, have a good day.
Yeah. Okay, so...
That's a singular form.
But that's a unit.
Okay, so you're saying that Rosh Chodesh should be a good day.
But you're saying Yom... No.
But tomorrow.
Huh?
You can expand Yom Tov.
Yeah.
Yom Tov is Yom.
No. He means Yom Tov. When you wish a person good day...
Yeah, when
you're standing at the beginning of a unit, it's customary to bless, to have a good rest of the unit. That's the point. Now, Rosh Chodesh is not a unit in and of itself. It represents the head of the rest of the unit, which is the month. Now, Vayter, ואיב שלמה זה עשינו, ידע מן שמותי מהו דלישרי לה, שרי כל מי שמתנדה, שמנדה בידו להתיר. Anybody who puts somebody into חרם can take it off. כדמנו פרק בין המגלחים, we saw in מאוד קטן, זי לגבי דל שלך, לשמותי שבי השליח מן השמיים. Maybe they made him a שליח to put into חרם, but not out, says the Ran on the top, כשם שאפשר לבר בלו תבן, כי דכתיב, אשר איתו חלום, ומה לתבן את הבר, וצריך עיון, במי שנידו בחלומו, אם צריך לנהוב בכל דיני מנודה. If a person got excommunicated in a dream, is that a... Okay, we know the halakha is that he has to go get it taken off, whatever. But is he like a real menudeh, and you have to treat him as such, for amot, stuff like that? What's the halakha? ומסתבר לי דף על גב דאמרין האחד מי שנידו בחלומו צריך היתר. Yes, he does need to take it off. אין ללמוד מכאן למי ש... So the Ran doesn't answer, he doesn't say. למי שנדר בחלום שיצריך היתר, דאח היינו טעמה משום דאיקה למימן השמין השמיים נידו, מה שאין כן לומר כן בנדר. Which means... Nidu b'chalom, he's got to take it off. What happens if a person had a dream and he made a neder or a shvu'ah in a dream? Says the Ran, the whole reason why we make him take off the nidui in a dream is why? Because maybe the dream was a shaliach from Hashem to excommunicate him. But you don't have that svara by neder. That neder is mine. What, I made my dream a shaliach to make a neder or shvua for me? It doesn't work like that. Therefore, the Ran says, any neder or shvua in a dream is garnished. Now he says, Ela shera'iti la rashbazal b'tshuva shema'aseh ba lefana v'yitzricho eter. The Rashba disagrees with the Ran, and the Rashba says, even a neder v'shuva'ah, in a dream, you should take it off, b'atara nederim. Hala. Vaiter, says the Gemara, yeah, Ravina hava le nidre le devitu, Ravina's wife made a neder. Atala kamed Ravashe, amal le ba'al ma'u shi'aseh shaliach l'charatat ishto. He asked Ravashe, can a husband become a shaliach for the charata, to perform hatara nederim on behalf of his wife? We're going to see. For everybody else, it doesn't work. The question is, what about husband for wife? Why is husband for wife a little bit different than anybody else? Yishto kegufo, says the Gemara. Meaning what? Why would she ask her husband? Yeah. Rav Ashe was greater than Ravina. Now, says the Gemara, watch. Amar le imechanfin in ilala. If three people are gathered already, the husband can be a shaliach to do hatara for his wife. Otherwise, you cannot gather them. They have to be already pre-gathered. Shema mina telat. From the words of Rav Ashe. No. Stop. Sitting together.
So I can find any place three people.
Yes.
So there's always some place three people.
Okay. As opposed to going to gather three people. Oh, I need you to do hatara nedarim for my wife. Here, you come. That's no good. Now, they have to already be sitting together. Now, or standing together, whatever. Says the Gemara Shema Mina Tlat, we learn three things from here. Shema Mina, Ba'al Na'asa Shaliach L'Charatat Ishto. Number one, a husband can act as a shaliach to do hatara for his wife. Ushma Mina, La Shere, or it should actually say, the Bach and the Ran change the Girsa, La Ya'ale L'Mishre Nidra Be'atrad Rabbe. It is inappropriate to do hatarat nedarim, to take off a neder, in the place of your Rebbe. Shemata Ben Yamin, Rav Ashe was considered Ravina's Rebbe. Ushma Mina, Ki Mechanfin Shapir Dame. We see that another thing is that when they're gathered together, it's okay. Otherwise, no. And now the Gemara ends off. Vishamta afilu be'atrad rabbe. But taking off a cherem is mutar even in your Rebbe's place. V'yachid mumche share shamta. And another halacha by shamta, which is a cherem, that yachid mumche can take off a shamta. Let's see the Ram. Yeah, Rabotai, you with me? Shamta is a lower form of nidui. Huh?
This doesn't apply, of course, when the woman makes when the man catches her doing it on the same day. Right? We're not
talking about because that's hafara. Obviously, Ravina was talking about a case. Either the time limit passed, or there are certain nidarim even during the first day that the husband doesn't have jurisdiction over. If it's not beno levena and dvarim shel anu nefesh, there are certain nidarim that he can't. So this was obviously a nidar that required a tarat chacham. So even though he was a chacham, he can't do it for his wife because they're one unit. So he had to go to a different chacham.
How can one be a shaliach for someone else's harata?
Oh, no, he asks her, do you have harata?
Harata needs a reason.
Yeah.
If I knew this what will happen...
No, that's petah. You're talking about petah. Harata works something different. Then I'm mitcharet that I ever said it. Ish, are you? Yes. Okay, I'm going to go tell them. No. Petah is, would I have known that this and this, I wouldn't have said that. Harata means, I know what I said, and I stand by what I said, I regret that I ever said it. We're going to see there's two different mechanisms completely. Sometimes one works, sometimes the other works. Tov. Says the Ran, Ba'al ma'u shi'ase shaliach l'charatat ishto, Haram bamzal, that's how the Ran, Haram b'mazal. Yeah, Rabbeinu Moshe, ben maimon zan. That's how he writes it like that. Sover b'perek b'vav minchot shvuot, de'davka b'ba'al udi ba'ilan. This question about shlichut by neder is only by the husband. Mipnei she'ba'al ke ishto. אבל אדם אחר פשיטה לן שאינו נעשה שליח. Certainly a different person cannot be a שליח, שיהיה נודר, צריך שיהיה נודר בפני המתירים, the one who made the neder has to be in front of the מתירים. ואחי מוכח בירושלמי, פרק נערם אורסה, דגרסין הנהתם, what does the ירושלמי say? מהו להתיר על ידי תורגמן? נשמע אינה מנהדה, which means by התן נדרים, what happens if you don't understand the language of the נודר? Can you use a go-between to translate? משמעינה מן הדה רבי אבא בר זוטרה התעביד מתרגמיני דרבי יוחנן בהדה התתה דלה חכמה למשמע סוריסטון, she didn't understand the Aramaic, מדבע אילן, From the fact that the Gemara asks if you're allowed to do a tanadim with a translator, apparently it was simple to him that to Rashaliach, it doesn't work. That's why the Gemara's only question was with regards to translator. Because when you're using a translator, the noder is still there. אבל על ידי שליח לא הם ככה בבעל דווקא ודבעיינן. The question over here is only by the husband. ומסכנן דאפילו בבעל אם מחנפין אין, אילה מחנפין לא. Even by the husband, it's only when the three people are gathered. דאף על גב דאשתו כגופו, לא יקילו גבי בעל אלהיך דמחנפה. They were only מקל by the husband when they are gathered, אבל דמחנפה לכתחילה גבי אלה, כיוון דמחוברתה דמינתה, שינודר עצמו שם. The run says, the whole thing of the Baal doing it is a kula. The kula is only when they're already gathered. But to allow him a kula on top of a kula, to go and do it for her, and to gather the people, too much, the Chachamim didn't allow that, they have to be there. Zohi shitat Rambam zeh. Aval batosafot pirshu behefech. Tosafot say exactly the opposite of the Rambam. Ve'amru adraba, gabe inish de'alma pshita lan she'achol la'asot shaliach. By random people to do atanan danim through a shaliach, Tosafot says it's mutar. Unlike the Rambam. By the way, Da'at Maran HaShulchan Aruch is like the Rambam, that by anybody else besides for the husband, Shlichut Bayatan Darim does not work. Yeah? V'gabi Ba'al Davka Udi Ba'yalan. The Gemara says Tosfot only asks this question of Shlichut by the husband, Mishum Dechayshenan Shemitoch Shenidre Ishto Kashin Alav Yosiv Mida'ato B'charatata. We're afraid, since a husband is anxious about his wife's Nidarim, he doesn't like them, we're afraid that what is he going to do? He's going to add salt and pepper to her Charatan and inflate it to dimensions that she never had in mind and get the hatara that way when it's not real. That's why the Gemara had a question, do we trust the husband as a shaliach for his wife's charata? Umaskinan says Tosfot, what does the Gemara end off? Di mechanfin in v'ilala. V'haynu ta'ama, what's the reason they have to be gathered? Mishum dechi mechanfe v'let letircha b'milta. When they're already gathered and he doesn't have this bother of gathering them, l'chayshenan dilma mosif. Who acharata dila? We're not, since he's not nervous to go gather the people, so he's not going to be so stressed to add to her charata, to add fuel. Aval ila mechanfin, but if they're not gathered already and he has to gather them, kevan deikatarte. There's two issues here. Chada shindarei kashin etzlo. Number one, his nedarim are, they cause him anxiety. Ve'od detarach. And number two is that now he has to go trouble himself to gather the people. Chayshenan, we're afraid that he's going to pump it up. Aval beini shachrinan kevan shela ichpat le ishanu ila lekale mechash. But by another person being a shaliach, since there's no chashash whether he's going to add to the charata or not, because he doesn't care over there, there's no chashash. That's the shita of Tosfot. Vechatav od Rabbeinu Shimshon Zal shesholeach adam charatat nidro bichtav lebedin. You don't even have to come. You can even send a letter writing your neder and charata to bedin. V'hem matirin lo, and they can take off the neder even though he's not there. Lefi shesover Rav Zal, because Rabbeinu Shimshon holds she'afilu belo yidiat noder yechol hachacham neatir. Even without knowledge of the noder, the chacham can take it off. Kevan sheyodeh she'noder mitcharet de'atarat chacham rei kehafarat ha'baal. Yeah, just like, and by hafarat ha'baal, what's the halacha? V'tanya besof kiddushin isha hafiram v'adonai yislach la. במה כתוב מדבר באישה שנדרה בנזיר, ושמע בעלה והפר לה, והיא לא ידעה, ולא מצינו חילוק בין הפרת בעל להתרת חכם אלא בלשון, which means just like הפרת הבעל, the husband taking off נדרים בהפרה, doesn't require the wife's knowledge that he took it off, so to by חכם. So because of that, Rabbeinu Shimshon held that you can write down the neder and send a letter to Bedin with your charata included, and they can take it off, even though you don't, he didn't know about it. Next run. Rabbeinu Shimshon Mishantz, Baal HaTosfot. One of the Baal HaTosfot. Now, he says like this. One of the foremost Talmidim of Rabbeinu Tam. Now he says, next run, Shema Mina, La Ya'ale Le Mishne Nidra Be'atarad Rabbe. La Ya'ale Eno Nira. Which means, La Ya'ale means it's inappropriate. Klomar, Shim Loken, Ravina Atzma Yematir Nedrishto. If it was appropriate to do so, why would Ravina go to Rav Ashi ben Yamin? Obviously, from the fact that he went to Rav Ashi, what does that teach? That when your Rebbe's in town, don't take off Nedarim. Vim Tomar, Vechi Matzi Avid Hachi Hakri do this, Vatanan Bemasechid Negaim. Kolan Gaim Adam Roe Chutz Minigae Atzmo. Rabbi Meir Omer, Aflo Nige Krovav. Kolan Nedarim Adam Matir, חוץ מנדרי עצמו, רבי יהודה אומר, אף לא נדרי אשתו, you can't take off your wives, שבינה לבין אחרים, הוא מוכח בירושן מדלכה כרבי יהודה. Why is the Gemara saying that he only went to Rav Asher as a דרך כבוד? It seems, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that halacha is like that a person, even if there's a Rabbi wasn't here, a husband is never, if it's not a farah, a person can never take off nidre ishto. So how does that work? יש לומר, דאפילו הכי בעדי אחרינה ומצא שרי. He would be able to be מצטרף to others to take it off. אילב משום יקרא דרבי. If not for the fact, to give כבוד to his Rabbi. דאתנן במסכת בכורות, כל הבכורות אדם רואה חוץ מבכורות עצמו. ואפילו אחי אמרינה הטעם, דמצטרף הוא עם שני אדיוטות, he can join with two other אדיוטות, to see it, even his own animal, כדדייקינה בסוף פרק עד כמה, אילה מבחד וממהמן, אלא בתלתה. We're talking about three, ומחשיד, אלמה בעד אחרינה שערי, that when he joins up with other people, it would work, ואפילו תמצא לומר דהכה, שאני משום דשתו כגופו, ואפילו הצטרוף אינם אלא מצטרף, if you want to tell me over here that because it's his wife and it's like himself, he can't even join two other people, davale kinodir atzmo, afilu hachi, ilav mishum yikarad rabbe, were it not for the kavod of his rabbi, haya omer Ravina letalmidav shiyatiru, Ravina would have delegated, he would have outsourced the heter to his students, umidilavad hachi, since he didn't ask his students to take off his wife's neder, and he went to Rav Asher, apparently what do we see? Shema minah, la ya'alele mishunin nidra ba'atarad rabbe, we learn that it is inappropriate to take off nidarim in the place of your rabbi. Next run, ושמתה אפילו באתרד רבה ויחיד מומחה שרי שמתה. השמתה can be taken off by a חכם, even in the place of his rabbi, and a יחיד מומחה can take it off as well. Says the run, הנלב מהי עובדה נפקלן, we don't learn these הלכות out of the story of רבינה. אלא עידה דאמר דלה ילם נשני נדרה באתרד רבה, כאמר דגבי שמתה שרי. Rather brought it like דרך אגב, meaning, as we're speaking about, that it's inappropriate to take off nedarim in your Rebbe's place, but shamta, b'cherem, what's the halacha? That you can. V'hai yachid mumche d'shari shamta, when we speak about yachid mumche, this single expert that's able to take off a shamta, what kind of single expert are we talking about? Ikaman d'amar davka samuch. Some say that davka has to have actual smicha, ish mi pi ish, for Moshe Rabbeinu. V'la nehira, says the Ran, that doesn't make any sense, אלא כל שהוא חכם מובהק ובקי בהלכות נדרים, as long as he is a tremendous expert, and he knows the הלכות מנדרים well, אף על פי שאינו סמוך, שאני נדרה. Even though he doesn't have סמיכה, he can take off נדרים, ושמתה, דגבי אתר נדרים, לא כתוב בפרשה אלוהים, דמשמע סמוכים. Anytime you need דיינים that have סמיכה, the Torah refers to them as אלוהים. It doesn't say that by נדרים. אלא, ראשי המתות, it refers to the heads of the שבטים. והיינו דאמרינה בירושלמי, אמרו לרבנן לרב, the רבנן told רב, you have to add in a word, רב הונה שרי נדרה ביחיד, אמר להו רב הונה ראש לראשי המתות, רב הונה is appropriate to do that, והרב הונה לב סמוך אבא, ואפילו אחי שרי נדרה ביחיד, we see that even though רב הונה was from בבל, and in בבל they didn't have סמיכה, nevertheless he still had the authority to do את הנדרים, ואחינה ממוכח בבחורות, another proof, פרק פסולי המוקדשים, דאמרין האטם, שלושה מתירים את הבכור במקום שאין חכם. ואמרין החכם כגון מן, who's the חכם, אמר רב נחמן כגון ענה, like me, והרב נחמן לב סמוך אבא, לב הסמוך, רב נחמן was also from בבל, and in בבל they didn't have סמיכה, סמיכה can only be given in ארץ ישראל. אלמה, כל שהוא רב מובהק, שרי נדרה, huh?
Even if it's מפי
from... Yeah, it doesn't work, only in ארץ ישראל, it's gotta be דווקא. That's why מרנה בית יוסף, when he... reinstated the smicha for a few generations, it was only in Eretz Yisrael.
He reinstated it from that point on?
No, from his Rebbe who had Ish Mipi Ish, the actual smichat chachamim that's ra'ui liot basanedrin.
Even if it was greater in Bavel, they have to go back to
The din of smicha can only be done in Eretz Yisrael.
I heard that Maran Zan from 250 Rebbeim, he was mismo.
Nahon.
From Mipi Ish?
No, but the one who actually, the smicha that he most valued was from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yaakov Berav, who had smicha ish miki ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu. Now he says, Vaiter, V'arav Nachman lav samucha, Alma kol shu rav mufak, Shere nidra. V'chin pasak Rambam zal, Perek vav minchot shuvot, V'od echtov bezev perek arba'a nedarim, I'm going to talk about it later, V'perek na'aram orasab siyata dishma. V'ikaman da'amar, there's another opinion that says, D'kihechi, d'gimel idiotot matirin ta nedir mimkom shen mumche, just like three regular people can take off a nedir where there's no expert, Hachinami matinin ta nidui, so too they can take off a nidui, three people b'makom shen mumche, the nidui nami nederhu. Nidui is a form of neder. The amrin and pesof perek dalet midot in Sanhedrin, beuvdad rabbi Eliezer uter a neder, alma nidui nami neder mikre, b'chin da'at rambam zal perek zayin minchot talmud Torah, and that is the halacha, that three people can also take off a nidui.
Says,
mazen?
Is this learning the process of Rabbanut nowadays?
Well,
it's a new idea. Yeah,
I mean, you could technically, but it's not not one of the usual ones. Now,
husband could be one of those.
No, three. We hold la'alachan not. There's a machloket in the run, we hold la'alachan not. He cannot be one of the three. Because ishto kegufo. Can the noder himself be one of the three?
No.
So he's like the noder herself. Ishto kegufo. It's got to be another three besides for him. That's the halacha, Shulchan Aruch brings it down. Tov. Binyamin, shalom lecha. And he says, Vayter. Says the Gemara. Yeah, once we're talking about that, we get into another topic. Amar Rabbi Shimon bar Zivid. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Tavla. Amar Rabbi Chiya Aricha. Debe Rabbi Acha. Amar Rabbi Zera. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Amar Rabbi Miyasha. Mishmed Rabbi Yehuda bar Ilai. Yeah, that was a big one. Mai Dichtiv. There's a pasuk in the Navi Malachi, v'zaracha lachem yireh shemi, they will shine for you those who fear my name. Elu bnei adam shem yireim leotzi shem shamayim levatala. How do we get into all of this sugya of nidui? What was the first nidui the Gemara spoke about for whom? Shem shamayim levatala. So for those people who are fearful to say the name of Hashem in vain, shemesh tzedaka umarpe bichnafea. I will bring out the sun for you and it will heal you. Amar abayesh mamina chargad yoma maseh. That means, you know, sometimes when there's a window or a ray of sunlight in a darker room, you see like sawdust.
Yeah.
You see like lint or whatever it's. So says the Gemara, those things have healing powers. We see that the sun has a healing power. So Hashem rewards those who are careful with their mouth not to say Shem Shamayim Nevatala. He heals them with the sun.
Vitamin D.
Huh? Vadai. And he says, a lot of from people are vitamin D deficient because they don't go to the beach and stuff, so it's chashuv. Yeah, I take vitamin D. Now, vitamin D is important for skin and bones, tissue regeneration, it's very important. And he says, Shama atata, chashuv. Huh? Maze?
All two things are vitamin D deficient.
I would say all, but yeah, from ones. Now he says, Vita. The ones that don't go to the beach.
Yeah.
That's right. And the ones that go to the beach, you have to be very careful also not to get skin cancer. That's a different story. That's, you know that. You have to wear a lot of sunscreen.
That's the sunscreen.
Huh? I know a bunch of people that got skin cancer from...
Sunscreen also.
Sunscreen causes skin cancer.
You have to be very careful. Melanoma and other squamous cell, basal cell. These are...
So that's not just on the sun, it's hereditary.
What?
Melanoma.
But it could be exacerbated by the ultraviolet rays of the sun. Anyway, tof. Don't ask me why I know that. Says the Gemara, Ufliga de Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. This drasha of the pasuk is a little bit different than the way Rish Lakish understood it. Amar ba'yesh ma'minach harayin, as I said, Ufliga de Rish Lakish, damar, en gehinam le'olam haba. Rish Lakish understands this pasuk as a reference to olam haba. He says in olam haba, there's no more gehinam. Gehinam is going to be turned off. Ela, what does Hashem do? Hakadosh baruch hu motzi chama min ratika. Hashem will eventually take the sun out of its case. Yeah, when was the last time Hashem took the sun out of the case? Avraham Avinu, right? To scare away the guests. Tzaddikim mitrapim ba, urshaim nidonim ba. The tzaddikim will be healed with it, and the rishaim will be judged and burnt with it. Shneimar v'zarecha lachem yireh shemi shemesh v'lo od ela shemitadenim ba. The tzaddikim will enjoy it. Not only will it heal them, but they'll enjoy it also. Shneimar v'satem ufishtem ke'agle marbek. The Rishayim will be judged by it. Shneimar, Hine yom ba bo'er katanur. There's a day that's coming, burning like a furnace. Says the Ran on the bottom. Hadin chirgad yom ha-maseh. Avaka nir'a b'chama. It's like the sawdust that you can see in the sun. Kshin yichneset derechalom karu chirgad. That's what it's called. En gehinam le'atid lavo. Lav le'achar mita kamar. It's not talking about after death. Devadaika gehinam le'rishayim. After death, bevadai there's gehinam for Rishayim. What does le'atid lavo mean? Ela le'atid lavo le'achar tchiyat ha-metim kamar. It's talking about after the stage of Tchiyat HaMetim, Sh'otan Rishayim Shiyu L'charafot L'dera'on Olam. There are certain Rishayim, like the Gemara says some places, Hem Geinam Kalev Enam Kalim, which means even when Geinam ceases to exist, their punishments will continue. So how does...
He says, no, Yetzer Hara Olam Haba. How is he going to become Rishayim?
No, from when they lived. Their actions are punishable so harshly that even Gehinnom is not enough for them. They're going to be punished for all eternity.
Why are they waking up?
So that they can get more punished. Wow. He says, "Kedichtiv beDaniel, lo yu nidonim beGehinnom. Gehinnom is going to be done. Ela behay dina. How is Hashem going to judge them? Shakadosh Baruch Hu yotzi chama min atika, kedesh yu elu mitztarin v'shitrapu b'tzadikim. The same sun is going to be able to heal the tzadikim and burn the reshaim to a crisp. V'achinam imuchach b'pirakam ad'avod azara, d'lachar t'chiyat ha'metim ka'amar. This pasuk is referencing after t'chiyat ha'metim. So as opposed to the previous pshat that says that the sun is healthy in this world, this drasha is saying that the sun is going to be beneficial to the tzaddikim and harmful to the reshaim le'atid lavo.
Would it be or the actual sun?
No, the sun. That sun. Whatever the organuz is, that's something else. ברוך אדוני לעולם אמן ואמן, מכנם לקשה אומר, יצא הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפי חכם בעליהם תורה מצוות שנאמר, אדוני חפש מעצת כה, יקדים תורה וידיר.
תודה רבה, תודה רבה. אמן.